You're listening to the news, the music programs on Kansas City's radio and television station, and I welcome Thierry in his news. The groundbreaking ceremony of the memorial area of Angkor Wat, leaders of the Pathay State, Kantar Province, and heroes martyrs of Umen Regiment No. 1 Military Zone 9 took place this morning. The memorial area is located in Futu Wat, Kadang Upper District, Kantar City, with a total area of 2,000 square meters, including the following items: memorial horn made of iron good, roofed with ties, under area of 180 square meters, area for the erection of attribution plaque, catering houses, and ancillary structures. The total investment funding of 10 billion Thiam Dong is mobilized by General Pham Van Trea, former Politburo member, former Minister of National Defense, former Secretary of Kantar Provincial Party Committee Lu Van Dien, and former Secretary of Hau Giang Provincial Party Committee Nguyen Phong Quang. The delegation headed by Deputy Secretary of the Party Committee of Central Agencies Nguyen Quang Trường, he just come to survey the results of the 15-year implementation of Regulation No. 171-2008 of the Secretary in Kantar City. Over 15 years after implementing the Secretariat's Regulation No. 171-2008, grassroots party committees have concretized into documents for leadership and direction such as working regulations, coordination regulations, programs and work plans for TNU and annually. The content of activities is renewed, ensuring that the principles of party leadership, education, and competitiveness in daily life were increasingly promoted. This morning in Kantar City, the Army Radio Television Center, in collaboration with Military Zone 9 High Command, hosted the All-Army TV Collaborator Training Conference 2023. Participating in the training course were 170 trainees representing units in the southern region. During the training, the trainees will discuss the coordination of news production and reported broadcast in the news bulletins of Vietnam Defense Television, skills in engineering, cinematography, digital transformation in the field of radio and television station. In addition to theoretical parts, trainees will watch clips and practice with specific works to analyze and learn from practical experience. The training runs from September 18th until September 21st. The Department of Home Affairs of Kantar City has just announced the recruitment of administrative civil servants in 2023. The total recruitment target is 64, including 41 targets of departments and branches and 23 targets of urban districts and suburban districts. The form of recruitment is the entrance examination. The content of the entrance exam consists of two rounds. For more information, please visit the website http://journal.kantar.gov.vn. To ensure the safety of people's transportation during the upcoming high tides, Kantar City Department of Transport and Ningko District Urban Management Office will coordinate to install 30 warning signs in deeply submerged areas in the downtown, along with installing signs at deeply flooded locations. Walls in the district also arrange ropes to fence weak locations such as lake areas and crowded areas with deteriorated road services. In response to the 4th National Green Sunday 2023 this morning, the Standing Committee of Ningko District Youth Union organized the launching ceremony of the Youth with Green Space model. At the launching ceremony, the delegation responded and planted more than 50 new ornamental plant pots with a total value of 20 million Vietnam Dong, supported by the Urban Management Office of Ningko Urban District. After the launching ceremony, 32 grassroots youth unions will replicate the model depending on the actual situation of their units. Orange Journey is an annual activity of Orientation Week for new students recently organized by FBT Kantar University in collaboration with Ningko District, attracted the participation of nearly 2,000 new students of Cohort 19 of FBT Kantar University. The activity aims to raise the sense of responsibility of students for the community, understand the meaning and importance of environmental hygiene, and contribute to protecting the living environment. And that's all for now. Thanks for your listening. Goodbye and see you next time.